Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in New Orleans at the NAFCD meeting, and I'm with Brian Green, the incoming president. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
So the NAFCD has a volunteer president that cycles through every year at this meeting, and you're just stepping in, right?
Correct. I had the opportunity to replace Dory over the last 24 hours, and just really happy about the opportunity to lead this great association.
Your day job, you're the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer for UCX. Most people know UCX recently rebranded. It's the new name for Belknap Haynes and STC Swift Train, right?
Correct. For us, the rebranding effort's gone really well. It was one where we talked a lot about putting the three organizations together. And if you think about it, we are a collection of distributors that through acquisition, there's been a lot of different changes. So our goal was to have one company culture, and obviously a name helps that. So branding the marketplace, a little different than some would have thought. Obviously, there's no tie back to the legacy name on the Mancini side or the Belknap or the Haynes or the STC. But again, we're really excited. Our biggest thing we like to let everyone know is, we're still a family-owned organization. We just have grown our size and scale, but the same people, same products, and hopefully the same great service.
And you say family-owned, it's the Mancini family, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah, so Raymond Mancini, we're on our fourth generation inside the business. If you think about it, Raymond's very involved in the business, and it's a pleasure to work with him and his family every day.
Well, he and I serve on a board together, so I know he's passionate about this business. So a little bit more background about you personally. You live near their home right outside of Annapolis, Maryland. You've got a family, four kids, and been married 16 years, right?
Correct, yes. So I live about 20 minutes from our corporate office in Glen Burnie. We also have Mansfield, Massachusetts, where our headquarters are, and I get up there usually at least once a month. But no, my beautiful wife Katie and our four children, we stay very busy, and I try to coach them when I'm around, but I try to make it a priority to always be present when you're around them. So just blessed to have a beautiful family.
That's great that you're a coach, and it looks like young energy in here. Tell us a little bit about your tenure in the flooring business.
Sure. And I'll be celebrating my 20th year next month. So all inside the UCX family of companies. Started off as a entry-level sales rep. I was in the beverage business with Pepsi and Tropicana before the flooring side. So was professionally trained sales there, but entered the opportunity in floor covering really with a C&D territory in the Baltimore, Washington area. And through hard work and great opportunities, was able to move into management through a lot of different positions inside the organization. And as we grew, more opportunities grew. So when we got together with CMH, I ran the CMH side of the business, and then was able to take on the Armstrong division in the CMH side of the business. And then as we got together with the Belknap team, have been able to grow. And then over the last, call it 60 days, have taken over the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, the South, Southeast, and Southwest is how we look at our four regions, but have total responsibility for the sales and product performance of the organization. But really excited about our executive team, under the leadership of Paul C. We've got a lot of people that work very, very hard. So it's been great. So Paul C. and Stephen were Mancini, were both here. Bill Prescott, he had another engagement. He would have been here. But our executive team, really excited with Joe O'Keefe and Chad Harrison. It's a really, really good group of folks up there.
I'm impressed. You seem to be all buttoned up. And it's kind of interesting if you look through the last few years of leadership, all really good leaders. But the last two, AJ Warren and Dory, from mid-sized companies, and UCX is the largest distributor in the organization, right?
Correct. And I think it's really great, with an organization of the size and scale and reach of UCX, it's great to represent that organization, this organization here in the association. But I will say what AJ and Dory have both brought is, really a platform of inclusion and diversity of what they've both talked about and really stood for. And, I hope to build upon that. But, they're really, really two really good people and two really good organizations. I think it's really important that we always think about how can we help, serve whatever, regardless of size or type of distributor, we want to be there to help them, flourish in this industry.
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges is this consolidation. I mean, obviously, you look at UCX, you're, the product of multiple consolidations, mm-hmm. three or four over many years. And then you just look at what's happened at this NAFCD organization in the last year, just yesterday with Tom Duffy. We hear about it almost every day, right? So that's a big challenge, is to continue to bring on new members and then also structure this organization to service the bigger conglomerates, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I talked about it, you know, in my introductory speech is kind of the current landscape and what we need to look like for the future. So, you know, the reality is there's going to be consolidation. You know, I think, you know, if you look again, the number of companies that really make up what UCX is today, if you walk back 30 years, you know, that's a lot of individual members that have become one in the NFCD. And we believe that's really the state of the industry. So we got to find ways to target new distributors that are out there we may have not talked to in the past, re-engage with some that used to be a part of the association. But membership growth is one of the big pillars that we have with our future go-forward strategy plan. So looking forward to, you know, not only growing the membership, but growing the value we provide that membership.
Another challenge is for the organization to stay relevant when, you know, you've got a lot of major producers out there who want to sell direct, right?
Correct. It goes back to the relevancy of this association is imperative to be able to show the value to the customers we serve. So that's up and down the chain through supply. So I can remember getting back in the industry 20 years ago, and you hear a lot of folks, you know, we don't really see a path for future with distribution. But I will tell you, I don't know if you walk that showroom floor down there, it's the largest collection of suppliers that we've had, you know, ever. So it's one of these where, you know, it's standing room only, we're out in the breezeway, but it's good to see that. But again, making sure our suppliers, you know, and our customers see value in our association is imperative. And I think we do that every day. When most suppliers take a step back to see it, it's the best path to the marketplace for them.
One thing the distributor offers a retailer is another line of credit, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, we look at our suite of services that we offer, and that's one that's very, very important, especially in business times like these.
All right, Brian, well, congratulations on day two here in your new role as president of the NAFCD. Again, been talking to Brian Green, the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer with UCX, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.